Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We began sharing with you on the subject of putting on the armor of God. We saw in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." We talked about the word strong, where it says be strong, is in the imperative mood and also in the middle voice. The middle voice indicates the subject's the doer of the action and also the receiver of the action taken. This phrase, be strong, is in the present tense, denoting continuous, repeated action. Therefore, the believer is to be continuously strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We see the word strong. We look it up. It's the Greek word en dunamo. Dunamo is from dunamis, which means power. En is a prefix meaning in. So it means to be empowered within, to have power resident within, and implies a acquiring of power to be inwardly strengthened. Since the verbs in the present tense, continuous repeated action, middle voice, subjects doing the action and receiving the benefit, an imperative mood, which is a command, therefore this is saying literally, be empowering yourself by acquiring power to have power within so you become inwardly strengthened. So the believer has been commanded to do something to empower himself in order that he might have power within. And what's he supposed to do? He's to be strong in the Lord. To be strong in the Lord, who's the Lord? It's Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. So the way we get strong in the Lord is through the Word of God within us. And we mentioned from Hebrews 8:10 and Hebrews 10:16, where the covenant that God has with us in the new covenant is that He will put His laws into our mind and write them in our hearts in Hebrews 8:10. And in Hebrews 10:16, He'll put the laws into our hearts and in our minds will write them. So if you look at both of these together, that He takes His word in the new covenant and puts it and writes it into our heart and into our mind. The result of that is it causes us to be inwardly empowered in the Lord. We also talked about the phrase, in the power of His might. The word power is kratos, which means active strength of force or manifested power. And the word for might is ischus, which means a forcefulness or mighty prevailing power. So the phrase, in the power of His might, means in the actively manifested power of His mighty prevailing force. In other words, it's an outward manifestation or release of active power in His mighty prevailing force. So if we look at this whole phrase, to be strong in the Lord, the power of His might, it simply says that we're to be inwardly empowered through the Word of God, written in our heart, written in our mind, and we're going to be outwardly manifesting power through His mighty force that's going to prevail in every situation. Now, how we do this in verse 11, we put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And the word for whole armor is panoplia, which comes from the compound of two Greek words. The first one, pos, means all or every or whole. The second word is hoplon, which means a weapon or armor or tool of war. And the verb form of hoplon is hoplizo, which means to arm oneself. So putting on the whole armor refers to all weapons and armor necessary for the believer to arm himself for war. Remember, we mentioned in the time of the Greeks that the panoplia was the complete equipment that they used for war of a heavily armed soldier against the physical enemies. Well, we put on armor that's spiritual armor, God's spiritual armor against a spiritual enemy who is the devil. And we also mentioned that the armor is spoken of as the armor of light and the armor of righteousness in the scriptures. Romans 13:12 says, "Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light." In 2 Corinthians 6:7, it says, "By the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left hand." So God's word is put and written in our heart and mind, bringing forth the power of God resonant within, and through His word, which is light and righteousness, we will have that armor on to fight the battle against the spiritual enemy, the devil. In verse 11, we mentioned the Greek word for put on is enduo, which means to put on or enter into something through the sense of sinking into a garment or into clothes. Enduo is translated clothed in verses in the New Testament. So we're going to put on God's clothes, so to speak, through the Word of God written in our heart and in our mind. We're putting on spiritual clothes through the Word of God. Now, as we mentioned before, we need to mention this again. Many people in the body of Christ have taught that believers are supposed to get up every day and pray to put the armor of God on. There's no scripture that tells you to pray to put the armor of God on. Contrary to that, it actually tells you to put the armor of God on and then pray with it on, as we will see when we get to verse 18. So we do not pray to put the armor of God on. The armor of God is put on through the word in your heart and in your mind, and it is a process which is accomplished in the measure that you have received the word. So the more that you get the word in you, the more you have of the armor of God in your life, according to the progressive knowledge of the word of God. It is also important to realize that you got to keep the word in your heart so the devil doesn't come to try to steal it out of your heart, so that then you will have the power of God continually resident within you. Now, the result of having put on the whole armor of God is you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The phrase "may be able" is in the present tense, so that denotes continuous repeated action. And the word "able" is the Greek word dunamis, which means power. Therefore, the armor of God put on through the word in you gives you power to stand against the enemy continually and repeatedly. And when it talks about stand, we mentioned the fact that this is a word which means to actively stand or to be established in a specific state or condition, so that you're going to be able to actively stand in resistance to the wiles of the devil. And you're going to be able to do this continually and repeatedly. Now, his wiles is methodia, which means his tricks or his methods or his deceptive devices or strategies arrayed against you. So you're going to be able to stand successfully against him through the word of God in you. Now, in Ephesians 6:12, we're going to pick up with today, as we were just beginning to talk about this verse yesterday. And verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Here the word indicates that we're to be wrestling against the enemy. The Greek word for wrestle is pele, which means to contend, as in a struggle for mastery. It further means to grapple, struggle against, or force by wrestling. So therefore, the believer in Christ is to contend and struggle against an enemy with force for mastery over that enemy. And verse 12 goes on to say that our wrestling is not against people, which is flesh and blood. No, our wrestling is against the evil spirits which are under the control of Satan. As we see in verse 12, Satan is highly organized because he has principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. This wrestling is against the enemy in these four areas of operation. Principalities is the Greek word archos, which refers to chief rulers who exercise rule over other evil spirits. Powers is the Greek word exousios, which means jurisdictional authorities that have rule over territories. They have a wider rule. Rulers of the darkness of this world, more literally translated world rulers of darkness, they are like world rulers. They obviously have a wider spectrum of rule in the world. And then the spiritual wickedness in the high places, which is more literally translated spirits of wickedness in the heavenlies. These spirits of wickedness operate in the heavenlies under Satan, who's the prince of the power of the air. And so we see that Satan's evil spirits, they're highly organized in these different levels of authority operating under his control. But you and I can put on the whole armor of God, and we can wrestle, contend with the adversary for mastery against these evil spirits, and we can release the power, the might, the force of God for mastery against them. You see, the purpose of putting on the whole armor of God is for you to engage in warfare and to prevail against the enemy and all these evil spirits. Then we come to Ephesians 6:13, where it says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Verse 13 begins by telling us what we do to put on the whole armor of God. It says you have to take the whole armor of God. The Greek word for take is analabete, which comes from the root Greek word lambano. Lambano means a self-prompted taking hold of, and the prefix ana added to lambano makes this word mean to take something up. So the believer is to take up the whole armor of God. That means it's his responsibility to take it up and to put it on. And remember, the purpose of this is so that you can be able, the word able is dunamis, meaning power, to withstand, which means to stand against the enemy, in the evil day. The evil day is the day that Satan comes against you with his wiles and tricks and strategies and attacks and temptations. That phrase, may be able, is actually in the subjunctive mood, which expresses action that is possible and is conditional, hasn't occurred yet, but it will occur if you meet the conditions. And the conditions are for us to take up the whole armor of God so that we have the power to stand against any occurrence of any satanic attack that would come against us. Then the last part of verse 13 says, and having done all, to stand. Having done all is from two Greek words that means having worked out all things or having fully accomplished all. What is it that the believer should have worked out and fully accomplished? The answer is in having fully accomplished taking up and putting on the whole armor of God. Therefore, as the believer takes up and puts on the whole armor of God through the word written in his heart, written in his mind, he will have the power of God resident within himself to be able to actively stand against all the evil attacks of the devil. And having fully accomplished all, he'll be able to actively stand and not be affected by anything that the enemy brings against him. Now in verse 14, we begin to see the parts of the armor. In verse 14, it says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. The first part of the armor is having your loins girt about with truth. The word girt means to gird all around, like a belt. And the truth is the word of God, where John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. So this part of the armor is called the belt of truth. In the Old Testament, we see people that were girded with something. In 2 Samuel 22:40, it says, for thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. In Deuteronomy 1:41, it says, and when you had girded on every man his weapons of war, you are ready to go up into the hill. And then in Psalms 65:6, being girded with power. So we see there was a girding with strength to battle, there was a girding of the weapons of war, and there was a girding with power. Now in the New Testament, the word states that we're to have our loins girded about and their lights burning in Luke 12:35. And also it speaks of a girding up of the loins of your mind in 1 Peter 1:13. So here the word of God is telling us that we're to have strength, weapons of war, power, our lights burning, and our mind renewed to the truth. How is that going to happen? It's going to happen through the word of God in us. And the loins are the area of the genitals regarded as the seat of strength and generative or procreative power. From the loins, new life is brought into being. So in the Word of God, we speak God's Word and act upon it to bring the promises into being. Having girt about in the middle voice means the subject's the doer of the action and receives the benefit of it. So therefore, this says that it's our responsibility to gird about our loins with the word for our benefit of being able to bring forth the release of the power of God, which is going to birth into being the promises of God as we speak and act on God's word. So in summary of this part of the armor of our loins being girded about with the truth, it speaks of the word abiding within us that produces strength, power, spiritual weapons, light that will bring forth the manifestation of God's power and life being birthed into being as you and I speak and act on the word of God. And the belt of truth girds us all around. So the word of God surrounding us, permeating our entire life, we can birth and bring into being the promises of God, and we can successfully overcome the enemy in our life. To get my book on how to put on the armor of God, available for $3 postage paid, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.